Lesson 6. The Prairie on Fire, Part 2. Before time had been allowed for remonstrance, the old man, who had continued during the whole scene like one much at loss how to proceed, though also like one who was rather perplexed than alarmed, suddenly assumed a decided air, as if he no longer doubted as to the course it was most advisable to pursue. "Is it time to be doing?" he said, interrupting the controversy that was about to ensue between the naturalist and the bee hunter. "It is time to leave off books and moanings, and to be doing." "You have come to your recollection too late, miserable old man," cried Middleton. "The flames are within a quarter of a mile of us, and the wind is bringing them down in this direction with dreadful rapidity." "Anan, the flames! I care but little for the flames. If I only knew how to circumvent the cunning of the Tetons, as I know how to cheat the fire of its prey, there would be nothing needed but thanks to the Lord for our deliverance. Do you call that a fire? If you had ever seen what I have witnessed in the eastern hills, where mighty mountains were like the furnace of a smith, you would have known what it was like to fear the flames and to be thankful that you were spared. Come, lads, come, 'tis time to be doing now, and to cease talking, for yonder curling flame is truly coming on like a trotting moose. Put hands upon this short and withered grass where we stand, and lay bare the earth."